a little different cast out there today?
Oh, no, it's just...
Something different, or just different?
It's been the same. It's been the same as...
It was the same.
Yeah, it's been the same, you know, it's just a... Yeah, I guess, you know, working with it, you know, and wearing it, you know, for a minute, you get kind of comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's getting there, slowly but surely. How much of a help is it really that you guys have seen New England so recently? Does it matter that much when it comes to game time? Do you think it is helpful?
It's helpful, you know, playing that we had already played them once, but I'm sure, you know, they won't do the same stuff that we played them in. You know, the situation is totally different this time. You know, we're playing at their place. You know, it's a playoff game. You know, so I'm sure, like, you know, the schemes will be a lot different. I think this game will be totally different from the first game.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys did some different things on the front against Pittsburgh. You know, moving you around and whatnot. Do you feel like that was your best performance? You felt the best since you got hurt?
I feel like it was, I think it was one of my more productive games. But, it was just one of those games. Nothing was different. You know, it was just, you know, I was just able to get there and, you know, be productive on Sunday.
You think that Big Dime might be able to help against these tight ends that you'll be facing on Sunday? You think that same kind of... thing will benefit you guys?
I don't know. That's up to, you know, Coach D.A., you know, whatever he wants to run. But, you know, playing a team like the New England Patriots when they got so many weapons, you know, we definitely got to play assignment sound football and cut down on a minute errors for sure.
What do you think of D.A.? You know, they're going to be in for the Rams and coaching
job.
You got Mexicans. I mean, you guys
love him. But do you want to make him wish him best? I mean, I'm an Aggie. You know, Coach D.A. is an Aggie, too. So, you know, I want to see him do whatever. I want to see him do great things, and he's already done great things here. You know, so I'm not too much worried about it. You know, if he gets that job, that'd be cool. If he doesn't, you know, and he's back here with us, that'd be cool too. I only want the best for him.
Von, this season's been an amazing way to start your NFL career. Can you expectations about this season? Is it amazing what's happened so far?
I mean, my biggest thing was just coming in and being able to play, you know, linebacker. You know, that was, you know, one of my biggest, like, you know, concerns, and, you know, to be able to, you know, play linebacker and have the success that I had and, you know, be on this great team that I have. And, you know, it's been, you know, super cool. And, you know, I just take it one day at a time, and, you know, hopefully we can just keep on working and keep on grinding, and, you know, who knows what could happen.
What does the Patriots offense do best?
You know, it all starts with, you know, with Tom Brady. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best. And, you know, the weapons that he has on offense, you know, from Wes Welker, you know, all the way to, you know, Deion Branch and the tight ends. You know, it's extremely tough, you know, matchup-wise to, you know, match up everybody and, you know, just play Simon Sound football.
So how much did you learn, Von, that first time playing, and how important it is that you and all of us get off and get up and do what you guys do best, make him uncomfortable?
I mean, you know, he sits in that pocket. He's not like, you know, other quarterbacks that are drop back and, you know, step up. You know, he gets the snap, and he's, you know, he stays right there. And most importantly, we just got to get him off this spot. We got to get him, you know, running around a little bit. I mean, I know it sounds easy, but it's extremely tough, you know, especially with the tackles that they have and, you know, the type of offense they run. So, I mean, you know, it's definitely going to take our best effort, you know, to get it done on Saturday.
Vaughn, with a team like that, you mentioned all the weapons they have. Do you focus on a guy or two, or, I mean, because you don't know. One series, it's one guy. Next series, it's another. I mean, how do you approach that?
I mean, you know, not really. You can't really just, like, focus on one guy, you know. If you focus on one guy, I mean, they got more than one tight end. They got more than one, you know, wide receiver, more than one, you know, running back. And it's just, you know, they're going to catch balls, and they're going to make plays. We just got to play, you know, our style of defense. We got to play Simon Sound football and not beat ourselves. You know, if they catch a, you know, a 7-yard hitch route, that's cool. But you can't let that 7-yard route, you know, turn into 40 yards or 50 yards. You know, you definitely got to, you know, make them beat you. And, you know, I feel like, you know, if we would be able to do that, then, you know, I'm feeling pretty confident on our chances this weekend.
So to maybe simplify a little bit, Brady will find the open guy, but you need to tackle that open guy.
Most definitely you got to tackle, you know, rally to the ball. And you just can't let, you know, 7-yard routes, 6-yard routes, you know, turn into, you know, 50, 60-yard routes. You just got to tackle them, get them down, and just, you know, line up to play another snap.
What do you like about being in kind of enemy territory? You know, like that Chiefs Stadium, the Patriots. I mean, what do you like about that atmosphere?
I mean, for one, it's like you get a chance to get away from the elevation and altitude here. You know, I know it's hard for other teams to play here, but it's hard for us too. So, you know, going to another stadium at a lower elevation and, you know, being able to, you know, play and run around and breathe a little bit better, that's the most important thing. And on defense, it's really not, you know, a difference for us. You know, it won't be as much crowd noise, but you know, it's just defense for us. It's a lot easier to communicate, and you know, and most importantly, just, you know, to breathe out there.
Do you feed off the boos or the, you know, when you guys make a good play and you hear some of the groans and boos? Do you feed off that at all?
I mean, not really. On the field, you really don't even hear all that stuff. You know, you just play. I know for me, in my opinion, I just play. I don't really, you know, even hear all that stuff. I just, you know, enjoy celebrating with my teammates, and, you know, just playing from that standpoint.
Vaughn, do you have Tebow mania, and what do you make of that?
Tebow mania. I mean, of course, you know, I'm a big fan of Tim. You know, I want to see, you know, I want to see him get all the success in the world. And, you know, he's a great guy. He's one of the most consistent guys that I've ever met. And, you know, with a guy like that, you know, and the way he is, you know, it's kind of hard not to make improvements, you know, with the type of consistency that he has. And, you know, I just want the best for him, and I just want to see him, you know, I just wish him all the success in the world.